and Dave in the morning.
And hello there to you, Jay and Dave, our breakfast show podcast. Hello, Dave.
Hello, sunshine. Very well. Oh. Hey, this weekend, I just want to bring this up. The Cutters are playing at BB Prince Stadium. They lost last weekend, but they're still second on the ladder, which is good to see.
Yep.
But then straight after their match, the Host Plus Cup match, you've got the Foley Shield kicking off in town.
It's going to be a big one.
It's going to be massive. You're going?
Yeah, I'll be there. We're filming part of our TV commercial there too.
Absolutely. And then on the drink. Drink responsibly,
correct.
Obviously. But
Of course, of course.
Yeah, but you're in the VIP section.
Yeah.
Very important. We should say VIJ. Very important.
Well,
J.
I'm not hosting anything, so it's nice to be a guest there.
Yeah. You need those times just to mingle, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And just to relax and have a bit of fun.
Speaking of which, the show was fun today. We had lots of stuff on the show.
Well,
I love Ellie. Ellie's our newest team member. So she is in the Triple M Street Patrol, and she's the same age as I am.
Yes.
Actually, no. She's a year younger than me.
Right. Okay.
But we
but
still...
But you're married and she's single.
Yeah, but I'm gay and she's not. So well, what's that got to do with the price of eggs in China?
I'm just saying that she's single.
Yes.
So, fellas, line up.
Well, we spoke to her this morning about that. How does she find the dating scene in Mackay? Like, it can be a little bit touch and go at any given time.
Yeah.
But we know that Mackay sometimes hasn't got the best reputation when it comes to dating. So.
That is true. I mean, the dating scene is bloody tough to start off with. And then put that in the mix. Brand new to town.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so she needs a wingman. And you said you're going to put your hand up for that.
I did say I'll give her a hand. I don't know how helpful I'll be.
Right.
But anyway. So that was on the show today. What else is on the show? We had Paul, the Daily Mercury editor, talking about the hydro pump scheme.
Yeah. We got in touch with Maxine, who is, we're going to be there at her place on Friday morning for Live in Your Drive in Walkerston.
Number 3, Muriel Street, Walkerston. That's where you can find us. Pop down, say hello. We'll have breakfast for you. $5,000 cash. The entries are open for that. There's just lots of stuff happening on Friday's show.
Including your really weird dream. That's going to be on there too.
Oh, about the crocodile.
Yes. It's disturbing, but interesting at the same time.
I think it was just about the situation because we were looking at moving to Cairns. We were offered to apply for the breakfast show in Cairns, right?
Yeah.
On Triple M. And we applied for it, and it we got very close to leaving here to go there to do that show.
Yeah.
And that's what the dream was about. I won't go into too much about it now, but I think that's what the dream was surrounded by, and then this tragic thing happened in the dream.
You're going to have to stand by for that because it's on the podcast today.
Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Press play. A little birdie told me that it wasn't just you up in town on Saturday night, Dave. Also, Ellie from our Triple M Street Patrol.
Yeah, she joins us. She was on the prowl.
Unfortunately.
Now, Ellie, you're single, openly single.
Openly single, yes. Thank you. Well, do you want my number now or to put that on air? Or yeah, okay.
You can do that if you want. So you went uptown on Saturday night. Now, this is your first time uptown in Mackay?
It certainly was.
What was your?
It was an experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you think? What did you walk away with? What opinion did
Look,
you have?
I went to go check.
That's a Tinder date.
That totally was. The lines are lining up already. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Sorry. Oh, what did you think of the dating scene in Mackay?
I went to go check Dave out and do his little gig. And
the show, not me personally.
At dispensary.
No. Sorry. Let's make that very clear. Yeah. We went to the dispensary. And then I somehow ended up at one of the local nightclubs with a few cowboys from Mount Isa. So...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it got a little bit loose. Not me. It just was very loose. It was an interesting scene, that's for sure. What are cowboys here?
Well, yeah, they're only in town for like one night for a year.
Now, can we just clarify, we're not talking about the Cowboys football team. We're talking about actual cowboys.
No, actual cowboys. Wrangler butts do not drive me nuts.
So what do you think is wrong with the dating scene? Because Dave can't seem to find a woman, and you're saying men in this town are not up to par? What's your opinion on that?
Thank you, Jay. I'm now going to be single forever.
Well, I feel like they're probably not, though, are they?
Not coming from Airlie Beach, yeah, where there's a lot of European backpackers.
Yeah, right.
The comparison's really not there.
Okay.
Okay, so you like the cougar scene. Real heist. Now, we're starting to get an idea.
Look, I feel like we should do a dating thing.
Oh, we totally should. Let's do Ellie blind dates. I'm in. Let's do it.
How about we set you up, you and Dave, up with two different people at the same time, like a double date, and you go to the movies?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll find a lady for Dave. We'll find a man for yourself, and we'll try and do that.
I'm in.
Look at Dexter over here.
Yeah, I know, right? Right, right. I love it.
I'm good at this stuff. I did hook you up with a lady, and you were with her for like a year.
Yeah. So that's long term.
And?
It didn't work out, obviously.
That's okay. That's an off the air discussion, though. Yeah.
Hello.
Maxine.
Yes, love.
Jay and Dave, Triple M, how are you?
Good, darling.
Now, would you like us to broadcast live in your driveway on Friday?
I'd love it.
Are you sure? Think about this. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. It'd be great.
Yeah, you're inviting trouble to your neighbourhood, I can tell you now.
Oh, I can't wait to see the neighbours' faces.
And do you get on well with the neighbours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh, good.
We get on well. Yeah, I get on well with, I think, nearly the whole street.
Well, that's good, Maxine, because we would love to broadcast live from your place, 7 a.m. on Friday. We'll bring the Triple M van there. We've got breakfast on hand for everybody on Friday, plus somebody will potentially walk away $5,000 richer.
Oh, I hope it's me.
Oh, me too.
Well, it'd be nice. I mean, you're allowing us to just pull up into your driveway and do the show.
So we'll catch you Friday, hey?
Okay, darling.
All right, you stay there for a second. We'll grab some details. Number 3, Dave, Muriel Street in Walkeston.
You're terrible, Muriel.
I knew somebody was going
to
do that.
Oh, you have to. You just have to, don't you?
Oh, poor Maxine. That's all she's going to hear on the radio for the rest of the week. You're terrible, Muriel. It's an easy way to remember the street, right?
Look, absolutely. And we may actually call Maxine by the end of the show Muriel herself.
Or Joni. That's her sister. Joni. Got to try and knock over. What's that stat?
25% of us are doing this right now.
I'm so frustrated by this one.
Yeah. Well, you're saying you aren't doing this right now, but I am.
I'm not doing this, no.
Right.
And I when I first saw you this morning, I knew that you were doing this.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is perfect for today's What's That Stat?
Pick a nose? I don't know.
1-3-3-5-3. We go to Bridie this morning. Bridie, what are you saying the answer is?
Squinting, like with your eyesight.
Squinting. Oh, Dave does that all the time. Thank you, Dave.
Even with the surgery, it still happens.
That is also a good answer. It's not the one we're after, Bridie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, we have to find a winner here.
Well, honestly, it could be Jody at the Leap. How lucky do you feel, Jody?
I don't know, mate. I've got my boys behind me on our way to school, and I'm pretty sure you've mentioned it before that Dave stands there with his legs crossed, and I know a lot of people will be sitting down having a coffee with their legs crossed this morning, so just give it a jab.
None. You gave it a crack, though, Jody. That's the main thing.
Well explained.
I did.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Thank you to you. 1-3-3-5-3 is the number.
Okay. Let's go out to Blacks Beach. Susan, what is it?
Wearing jeans.
I'm doing this for you.
I'm not wearing jeans. Dave is. Yes. Hey! How did you know that?
I heard it at a trivia night one night.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
Well, it wouldn't be Dave's trivia night, would it?
No, it wasn't when we lived in Mackay.
A reputable person, yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, congratulations. Off to Serena Sugarshed on us, hey?
Thank you. That's so good.
Yeah, you'll love it there.
We'll grab some details from you.
There you go. Only 25% of people actually wear jeans on a regular basis. Mm. That's amazing.
Yeah. So you're wearing them today. I'm wearing
chinos.
Chinos today.
What's the difference?
One makes your bum look good, the other one does not. And I'll leave that to you to decide which is which.
Thank you very much, but no, stop looking at my backside.
It's not the chinos that makes your bum look terrible.
Outstanding.
What's in this coffee today?
Don't know.
It's good, though. Jen, North Mackay Maccas, who made our coffee for us, thank you.
It was extra love. That's what it was.
Extra love.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what love tastes like, but that's extra love.
I had a creepy dream last night.
Did you really?
Do you remember a couple of years ago, not, a lot of people don't know this.
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
We nearly moved to Cairns to do the breakfast show. This is many years ago.
That is true.
I had a dream that we left and we went to Cairns.
Really?
And we did this breakfast show up there and we went swimming and then you were taken by a crocodile.
Right, well, okay. Well, I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't know why I thought of that. It just popped into my head just then. That's right. I had that dream last night. But then I woke up.
Okay, well, that's good.
I mean, it didn't turn out well for you, but yeah.
Oh, that croc would have to do a lot of barrel rolling. And a big rock to hide the body under.
If we found this crocodile, we would be like, yes, that's the one that took Dave because it was so retarded. All right, let's kick the show off. I need a coffee this morning after that dream. Actually, probably more of a nightmare, if I'm honest.
I don't think you need another coffee at all.
I'm wide awake after that dream, I tell you.
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
It's a Monday. We wouldn't start the show without Dave's Did You Know?
Now, this, to start off with, is not a fun fact. It's more of an acknowledgement of some people that did a really good job around Proserpine recently. Every single person needs to be recognised for it. Over 400 flags were set around both cemeteries in Proserpine Sunday last week to commemorate those servicemen and women for the service they did for Anzac Day.
I did see that on
social
media. Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
It's very worthwhile.
Yeah.
And a great cause, too.
Absolutely. Right. You know when you're thirsty, do you know what causes that?
Your brain saying you need to rehydrate.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Do you know the statistic, though, on how it all works?
No.
When there's less than 1% water in your body, that's when you start feeling thirsty.
There's no water in your body at all.
No, I mean, you got the blood, which is, like, most of your body is made of water.
Well, 70-something percent of our body is made of water.
Yeah, but actual water
yeah, right.
by itself, you need 1% there.
But you can't include water from coffee or your cordials and all that sort of stuff as water.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well, that sucks.
Because you were telling me that cock and bull story last week, and that's not true.
But did
you can't
know?
Do that.
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Next.
Here's a good one for New Year's Eve traditions, okay? You know how we at the stroke of midnight, you say Happy New Year and you kiss someone close to you, right? Well, in Spain, different tradition.
Don't they spit at each other?
No. Oh. That's not Spain. That's Ipswich.
Yeah. That's Townsville.
There's a tradition that eating 12 grapes at midnight gives you good luck for the next 12 months.
12 grapes?
Yeah. One for each month.
That is the weirdest tradition. Where did you find that?
I don't know. It just popped up somewhere.
TikTok.
Listen
to this.
No, that one wasn't.
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Where a lot of Dave's research comes from is TikTok.
Yeah, well, half of it. This one actually did come from TikTok. In Japan, right? If you go to the movies, the cinemas in Japan, and the giant Coke gives you a weak bladder and you need to go to the bathroom, you don't want to miss any of the movie, do you?
No.
Well, guess what?
Don't tell me.
They've thought about that.
So you can pee into the cup now?
No, no, no.
Oh, I was going to say, what? I'm thinking, what? They've got like a shiwi for people just to pee into the cup while they're watching the movie.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that's the next evolution.
Somebody will invent that eventually.
Oh, absolutely. You just it comes out on a little thing attached to the seat in front of you.
Like a suction cap.
Exactly, yeah.
Pop straight on.
No, that's not it. Basically, what they've done is when you go to the bathroom, on the back of the door, they've actually got a screen. So you can actually keep watching the movie.
I feel like my theory was better.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know
that.
It's cool.
I can teach you.
Our truck drivers know what I'm talking about. Sometimes they can't, you know, find a place. Not when they're driving, but they will find... I know truck drivers who have peed into a bottle before.
Yeah, the truck is dunny. Yeah. It's called the Gatorade... They get a big Gatorade bottle and they do it into that.
Again, not while driving. Should we just clarify that?
But did you know?
Guess
if
what?
You are, you shouldn't be.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Okay. Sorry.
And that's it.
Okay.
Today?
Well, very informative they were.
Yeah, especially the one about the movies in Japan. I like your idea. I'd trademark that.
But I was... Because I had that here. I went to see Dune.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Yeah.
At... Mount Pleasant a few weeks ago, and I had one of their Coke Zeros in a big cup.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know what it is about movie drinks, but you have it, and then you're like, I am busting for it. But I was flat, and that movie goes 3 hours. Right.
Oh, so it's like Titanic.
And you can't leave because something pivotal might happen.
Yeah.
So I'm watching and watching. I'm like, I'm going to pee my pants. And then I even considered the cup.
Okay, so you went zip.
Listen to this. But did you know?
I'm sure you need to know that. Hey, you've got a Did You Know for us this morning.
Did you?
Been a few weeks since we've had Paul from the Daily Mercury in for a chat. So he does join us this morning. G'day, buddy.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit too long, actually.
You're the editor of the Daily Mercury, so you're a busy man.
Well, there is a paper that has to get put out every week, news that has to get put out every, 10 to 15 minutes. Things change.
The newspaper, I wouldn't even think about that because we're in the form of entertainment, you and I, Dave. Not that we do that often.
It's not the best entertainment, so let's just put that out there.
But I'm sure you keep people well informed at the same time.
Well, that's our newsroom's department, not ours. But on Friday, though, and I don't know whether you agree with this, Paul, I was very surprised to see both Stephen Miles and David Crucifulli in town. We had no heads up that they were coming here.
Yeah, it seems to be they're jet setting all around regional Queensland at the moment, the government, trying to make up some shortcomings in polling.
Yeah.
It's not looking very good for Stephen Miles at the moment. A lot of voters seem to be rejecting his message, according to the latest polling come out of the Courier Mail last week.
Yeah.
David Crucifulli is in town as well, spreading his message. The opposition's been pretty relentless. They're going to keep hitting the government on cost of living, housing and crime. Mm. And specifically, he was talking
the hydro pumps
while he was here as well.
And health. Yeah, of course.
Let me guess. There is an election on the way.
It feels like there is, right?
Yeah, you can definitely start to feel it building all around us. Yeah.
Now, did you have a chance to catch up with both leaders or did your team get some info on them? Because I got to talk about that. The hydro pump scheme in the Pioneer Valley is just leaving a really bad taste in all of our locals' mouths when it comes to the current government. With Stephen Miles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did come to Yungala. He did apologise to people. I think there was an acceptance that the way that was announced to start off was horrific.
People
should have been spoken to first. Even Greg Williamson said he was blindsided when the project was first announced. So last week, what they did was release the studies that justified the Pioneer Burdekin project. So those were done about 2017 to 2020. Mm. So about 3 years ago, and that sort of explained the government's thinking on why that has to be built. So in those studies, they claimed that the only way we can sort of meet these 2035 targets, turn off the coal-fired power, get our emissions down, is to build these pumped hydro stations. Pioneer Burdekin in particular, because it's so large, it'll just be able to store so much energy and so much more than other sites. Now, where it gets tricky is the LNP has rejected the program. They don't want to build it for now. Mm. So if we don't build it, how do we meet those targets?
Because David Crucifulli is in agreement that we do need to reduce our emissions. So I think everybody probably agrees on that. We don't want to wreck our environment.
Of course.
So doing that. But I think the way that they have suggested with this terrible scheme, that was Greg was blindsided. Mm. Dave and I both disagree with this whole project. Like
there's a whole heap of other options. And one that's not being brought to the table is nuclear energy. It is clean. It is a lot safer. A lot of people think about Chernobyl. Mm. That was back in the 80s. I mean, we have better cars than the 80s. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop driving.
Yeah, true.
So that's another option there too, but it's just not on the table.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, legislatively, there's some huge challenges there. You'd have to change the laws to get it up and going. We don't have the industry. We need to train people. We need to get the expertise here. There's sort of timeframes. There's costs. There's a lot of issues with nuclear as well. Like whether we should be having that debate. Is it something we should be building in the future? I can't answer that. Is it the answer to our problems now? Well, the government doesn't seem to believe so.
And what is David Crucifulli saying? Like, I know that he says that he's not in support of that scheme, but did he give any hints on what he thinks should happen for our region?
Well, look, I've put it to the LNP. I've said there's a 75% target. You're signed up to it. Mm. If we don't have Pioneer Burdekin, how do we get there? Because the government claims it's the only way to get there. What's the alternative? What's the option? I don't think they're quite ready to present that, or they don't have it yet. So
I wonder if you can store bullshit coming from the politicians' mouths. Because, I mean, that's a renewable energy.
It's highly renewable. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like if we did, we'd be living forever.
Yeah. Unlike the sun and the wind, there's no time that it's
exactly not. Right. Hey, you can read more about that at thedailymercury.com.au. Paul, thanks for keeping us up to date. Really appreciate it. Thank you, mate. It's Triple.